When I was a boy, the only thing that really troubled me about this game was how the story ended. In the West, it has been a long time since people longed for the next life more than they did this one. Since the Middle Ages, we have become firmly entrenched in the desirability of being here. India has always been more ambivalent. There's enough pain in life that the prospect of repeating it forever creates anxiety. How does one get off the wheel of karma? There are many versions of Indian belief. But basically, once a soul has completely worked out all its karma, it loses all earthly desires. It has transcended material objects and attachments to become enlightened. When you achieve clarity or self-realization, you no longer identify with your body, mind, ego, or desires. You become a pure witness, and in that state, you can choose to transcend karma. The end of karma isn't the end of life, however. It's like getting out of debt and being left with the freedom to choose without constraint. Self-realization is a project that a person undertakes in the physical world. Going inward, one contacts the transcendent and repeats the experience over and over until it becomes like home. In spiritual terms, living out your karma lifetime after lifetime is like living among the obstacles to liberation, while meditation and deep experience of the transcendent is liberation, temporary but real. The only question is how much time it will take before the transcendent state is permanent. The impulse to be liberated has waxed and waned in me, as it does in everyone. In the Indian tradition, we are reborn, after all, for a positive reason: to express and exhaust the force of desire. Even as a boy, I knew that the Catholic brothers didn't agree, since the only good reason to be born into their world of sin was to find a path to Jesus. The ideal Christian would be in such a rush to be redeemed that he would renounce this world altogether, as many Christian saints did, and many Indian ones too. In the Indian mind, there is no end to the celestial realms that belong to higher frequencies of existence, but as we've seen, at a certain high level of evolution, some souls may choose to complete their path to the celestial. Once a soul has reached these levels, it would not normally want to take another human birth except to provide a particular service. But these souls are exceptions. Buddhism calls these souls bodhisattvas, those who don't return to earth driven by the force of evolution, but choose to come instead to serve the cause of enlightenment. When I asked a Tibetan Lama what a bodhisattva was, he said, "Imagine that you are no longer dreaming, and although you enjoy being awake, you also enjoy helping others who are still asleep."